This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
55 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 70s, and it looks like we will be rainless today, but a little bit of rain tomorrow.
All right.
Maybe afternoon, you know, 1, 2
touch.
O'clock. Yeah, okay, but no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, fall weather looks like it's officially here.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the 70s, because it looks like we're going to start dipping down into the permanent 60s next week.
Okay. Tankola.
No, I mean, the 60s is perfect.
For you.
Mm. For you. For you and your people.
For you, yeah. Y'all people.
Yeah. The Irish. We live for the 60s.
You people.
So it is a football Friday. We will get into this Bills-Ravens game in primetime again. I love how you're always, for years, primetime's great. It's awesome. I know you hate it now, man. I know you hate it. Welcome to the world.
It's an adjustment.
But we're going to start the show this morning. There are a couple of things that we as a show specifically talk about on a regular basis that nobody else does. One of them would be bananas and how inexpensive they are.
Mm-hmm.
The other would be panda bears.
Yeah.
We are a show that loves pandas.
Yeah.
And we've had several panda discussions over the last couple of years because of the panda issues that have been going on around the world.
Yeah.
So just to catch everybody up, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, all of the pandas in zoos in America were called back by China.
Yeah. I don't even think it was that long ago.
Well, no, it was, because there's an update to the story that happened about a year later.
Mm.
So for those who don't know, all of the pandas in every zoo in the world are owned by China.
So they cornered the market on pandas.
China has a panda monopoly.
And they just like rent them out to us, like lease?
So they loan them.
All right.
They loan the pandas to other countries, and it's part of what they call, and I'm not making this up, you can Google it, panda diplomacy.
Yeah, you put the cute little animal out, and you go back to your own country and do horrible stuff.
The idea behind panda diplomacy is it's not only putting Chinese culture throughout the world for regular people, but it's telling these governments, hey, man, we're here for you. Here's some pandas.
These communists can't be so bad. Look at these adorable animals.
So there was a point in America where 10 to 15 zoos had Chinese panda bears. And when tensions started rising between the Chinese and the American governments, the Chinese government called back all of the pandas in America.
So they pulled their leases.
You got it. And as part of that, panda bears are, I guess fragile is the wrong word, but you have to be very careful transporting them.
Sure, living animal. Yeah.
There is an exclusive wing, I believe, of FedEx.
Yeah, they got a Panda Express, they call
it. And it's called the Panda Express, where these planes exist just to ship pandas from all over the world back to China. So one by one, or two by two, because they send them out by twos, the pandas started going back to China, and we were sad. Mm. There was at one point one pair of pandas left in America, and that was until tensions started to cool between the Chinese and the U.S.
Okay, now what's going on now? Yeah,
well, after the president and the Chinese
government?
Well, what do you call the guy who runs the Chinese government?
The Prez.
President
China. President China.
China president?
China president.
President Chinese?
Yes. Chinese president.
Are we two grown men that watch the news on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's president.
Okay.
Yeah. President of China.
President of China.
But we didn't know that.
Mr. President of China!
It's weird they got a guy from Boston doing that. President of China said, hey, guess what? You know what? We're not mad anymore. Everything's cool. They sent the pandas back to the U.S.
Wow.
So now, over the next
couple... Bobby Yang being so cool.
Over the next couple of years, we will be getting our pandas back.
Right.
But it turns out that having pandas is more of a headache than we assumed.
Why is that?
Well, there's a story that broke yesterday. A zoo in Finland reached out to the Chinese government.
Mm.
Back in 2017, China gave a zoo in Finland two giant pandas as a gift to mark Finland's 100 years of independence.
Mm.
They were on loan until 2033.
Okay.
And if you've ever gone to a zoo that has pandas, the Toronto Zoo had pandas for a while.
Yeah.
It's expensive to go to the zoo. Not only do you have to pay the money to go to the zoo, you often have to pay more money to go see the pandas in their enclosure.
And then stand in line forever.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do they do that? Well, it turns out now we know. Finland found out after they got their pandas that pandas and taking care of pandas cost a fortune.
But how much more could they be than the other exotic animals? Like,
because they just eat bamboo.
Okay, so I'll break it down for you. I have the details in front of us.
A lot of bamboo.
The zoo in Finland had to build a $9 million habitat just for the pandas when they arrived.
So they need their own climate, I guess?
I don't know.
Well, Finland's cold as crap, so maybe they ain't used to that.
China is also cold as crap sometimes.
Yeah, but I thought
Are pandas tropical?
I don't know, dude.
They got fur, man.
Yeah.
You can probably live in the cold. They look like they could stay warm.
But so does the lion. He lives in Africa.
Lion doesn't have fur. It's like pretty much skin. It's got a mane. Doesn't have fur.
It's walking around with a mink on.
Pandas are not tropical animals. They actually live in forests in the mountains of southwest China.
There you go.
All right.
So it seems like they can withstand some cooler temps.
All right, so they had to build a $9 million setup.
Yep, so it starts with a $9 million house for the pandas. Mm. Then on top of that, the pandas they have, the two of them, cost about $2 million a year just to care for.
Like vet bills and crap?
Food maintenance, panda maintenance. What you got there? You blew a ribbon on your panda.
Wait, those numbers have got to be bad.
No, it's $2 million.
It's two pandas. $2 million just from, that's not the food and stuff?
Well, okay, so I think that might include the food, for example.
Like medical and everything else?
Yeah. I mean, how many vets do you think know how to deal with pandas? You probably need a special panda vet.
Man, that guy's raking it in.
That's what I'm saying. But just to give you an example of where the money is coming, or how much money, where it's going, the bamboo that the giant pandas eat has to be flown in from out of country. The Netherlands is sent here, but we can go grow bamboo in America. So maybe it's cheaper to have pandas here in the U.S. than it is. On top of that, the zoo in Finland that has the pandas has had sagging attendance since the pandemic. So because of all of this.
Oh, they're upside down on their pandas.
They really are.
They're getting their pandas repoed.
They wanted to get ahead of that.
All right.
They reached out to China, and I'm not making this up, to see what their panda return policy
was. Okay. You're going to lose your deposit.
They want to give back the pandas.
Well, they can't afford them.
Yes. And it
How broke is Finland going? How broke is this country?
Well, I think it's just the zoo, not the country of Finland.
But you think, to save embarrassment, the government would pony up to keep it going.
Yeah, but maybe
the population, isn't big enough for it to be worth it. You're not making that much at the zoo to have pandas.
You can also make the argument, hey, maybe there
not
are countries
many people
that
going through.
There are countries that are hey, we can't afford this, so let's not do it. Maybe that's why they might be in better financial situations.
Okay,
I love how immediately three of us put it on the credit card.
Yeah.
And then let's stop at the buffet on the way home. USA! USA! So China has agreed to take the pandas back.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Finland is returning their pandas.
How embarrassing, though. Man, you in front of the whole world, man, you got panded.
Yeah.
Panda pants.
So it got me thinking. So you brought up a question, right? Mm. I understand that pandas are a unique animal and that they require special care and special food and everything. But you go to the Seneca Park Zoo and they have giraffes and they have elephants and they have all kinds of weird things.
They got polar bears.
Lions, polar bears.
What does that cause to run?
Thank you. How much
we're
are they?
We're a small city.
Who pays for that?
That's what I'm saying. I would think that to feeding something like a lion would cost more than a panda.
No, you just go to Aldi's. No, but I mean, lions can eat meat.
Yeah, that's all but I would think that'd be more expensive than bamboo.
But not if you don't grow bamboo in your country.
All right.
Is bamboo expensive? If you want to buy floors that are bamboo, those are expensive.
I thought it was used so much because it's so cheap and easy to grow.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's so strong. Wait a minute. I thought they ate eucalyptus.
No, that's koalas, you idiot.
Oh, that's why my panda died. He smelled like a pack of cool cigarettes.
252WCMF. As part of our dedication to bring you all the panda news that we can, because we are a panda show, we find out yesterday a zoo in Finland is asking China if they could take back two pandas that they loaned to them until 2033. They say the pandas are too expensive. They had to build them a $9 million habitat. On top of that, it costs about $2 million a year to care for the pandas, and they can't afford it. Mm. So the pandas are going back. Kimmy, can you Google what it costs to care for an elephant in a zoo annually?
Thank you. I mean, that's got to be a fortune.
I would think so.
But just think of what they eat. And like, let's say the elephant gets sick.
Which will happen.
God damn.
You get elephant cold sometimes.
Well, no, I'm talking
you ever,
like...
You ever try and blow an elephant's nose? Takes 45 minutes.
Have you ever seen one take a whiz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like inside and into a can?
Okay, that's a very specific question. No, that I haven't
seen. All right, so we were doing a morning show. But the zoo was coming into town, okay. Right? So we're over at the Blue Cross Arena. We're in that big atrium area where you stand to go to the Amherst game while you're waiting for your tickets, right? Mm-hmm. So they bring the elephant out, and we're all looking at the elephant. We're on the air. Thing's got to take a squirt. They bring in this massive barrel, put it underneath it, and it starts to go to the bathroom like a fire hose.
How did they know it was going to go to the bath? I would think it just
it
goes.
Started to squirt.
Oh, it did start. And so then it didn't like look up. At him. And was
oh,
like,
no, it was squirting. So they slide, but they had the barrel there ready to go, right? They slide the barrel over. Wasn't enough.
Oh, there.
Bro, they overshot their barrel needs.
I love how we're making fun of that when you and I have both overfilled plastic cups in the car while trying to pee.
Oh, yeah, been there. And I felt bad for the damn thing. But God damn, like, I can't imagine, like, as a vet, having to work on one of those things.
Yeah, no kidding. You gotta like, knock them out, right? I'd be afraid something's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
How about, like, they got ass problems?
Well, that seems easy. You probably can get your whole arm in there.
Whole arm? You could walk in.
Hello.
Yeah, I did.
No, I'm saying, like,
if yourself.
I didn't. What I'm saying is, like, you know, human proctologist, right? Like, that's a delicate situation.
Yeah.
Elephant proctologist, you can have a party in there.
But you got to feel what's going on in there. Like, when my doctor's back there, like, he gives me play-by-play, like, what's going on to let me know I'm okay.
Sure, but
like, I'm rectally cool.
I don't think you have to do that with the elephant because it doesn't speak English.
Oh, what does it speak?
Elephant.
Oh, I thought, like, African or something.
Yeah, it speaks African.
Yeah.
Kimmy, what's it cost annually to care for an elephant in a zoo?
I'm getting some different numbers, but it says in general, the general care and feeding for an elephant can be around $75,000 per year or more.
So,
but then this other number says $133,000 per year.
All right, so let's go down the middle. Let's say it's $100,000 per elephant. So, like, those elephants are huge,
and
right?
You probably got a couple of them at the zoo.
Exactly, but let's say you got four elephants and it costs you $400,000. That's still a quarter of what it costs for two panda bears.
Interesting.
That's nuts.
Okay.
And then as you take it even further, right? Because, like, having pandas is really unique.
Mm-hmm.
Having an elephant, unique.
Oh, sure.
There are people who have those exotic pets that they own, right?
At their house.
Yeah.
A lot of reptiles.
So, like, there was that guy in Buffalo who had that alligator that was taken away from a full-grown alligator. Kimmy, can you Google what it costs to raise an alligator as a pet?
So, back when I was cutting meat in South Florida, there was this couple. They lived out west of town. They had a ranch.
Okay.
And what they did was they took care of, like, old zoo animals that were on their last legs.
Okay.
So, they would, you know, and it was like a retreat for, like, dying animals. So they had
Happy Friday.
So finally, they're old, man. They had a nice life.
Oh, you're at everything you ever loved's going to die. The break room on CMF.
So they would come in and buy these big tubes of ground turkey for the lions because they didn't have any teeth anymore.
Oh.
So they could just gnaw on this ground turkey. But they would buy probably like 200 to 300 pounds a week from us.
Damn.
Just to feed these lions. They had a bunch of them.
No kidding.
But, like, they just plow through this ground turkey. Like, they're just old people. Oh. You know, bitching about America and everything.
They put their pants on credit cards. What do we got, Kevin?
This is even more. It just says a total cost of owning an alligator could be thousands of dollars annually.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
Because, like, there's a couple people in town that own monkeys. There's one famous one on Park Ave that you love to bring up every time.
Oh, the kinkajou.
Yeah.
It's the little teeny ones.
But, like, between the shots and the food and the enclosure and, like, what, I mean, it has to be a fortune just to have a monkey in your house.
Yes.
Think about diapers.
You do have to diaper them.
That's what I mean. I remember how expensive diapers were for my children.
I think about trying to put a diaper on a monkey. Like, I'm guessing they don't dig it.
Well,
like, most animals don't dig clothing.
Okay. I don't know about monkeys, though. Like, Maybe monkeys.
They don't want your goddamn pants. They like being barren.
Well, maybe if you've had it since it was a baby and you've it's always worn a diaper or pants.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah. What? There are no stupid questions.
My daughters don't have tails, so it was easy to put the diapers on them. But monkeys have tails.
Yeah.
How do you put a diaper
on? I think they make animal diapers.
They make monkey diapers.
No, because I've seen people have to put diapers on their dog after they have like a weird, like if they have, or they're having issues.
Okay.
And I think it makes a spot for the tail.
Okay, but question.
Like a hole for the tail.
Question with that though.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like an engineering mistake, because if you have a hole in the back of the diaper kind of seems useless.
Well, it sits higher than your butt.
Yeah, so
I don't know. Maybe it cinches it up tight. I don't
and
know.
Anybody that's raised children knows that on a semi-regular basis, you'll have what we call blowouts.
Yeah, but they have that new blowout barrier in Pampers I see advertised all the time now.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't?
Does not work.
Wait,
bro,
they're lying?
The amount.
That little baby's lying to me?
The amount of
a blowout?
Like, from all sides. It's not even logically explainable how, one, that much poop can come out of such a tiny person. And
imagine
two,
a monkey.
How it can get into the crevices that it gets into when it gets out.
Right.
And then you got to like wash the whole car seat.
Hey, by the way, also keep enjoying your breakfast, everybody. Dying animals and crevice talk.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, if you were taking the 90 yesterday morning into work, it was a nightmare. And it was a nightmare of proportions that we could not even comprehend before it happened. Because Kimmy hit it on the head. When this is used to clean, how do you clean the thing that's supposed to clean?
How do you clean?
Good question. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday morning, around 4:30 a.m., three tractor trailers got in an accident on the thruway.
Yeah.
It happened in Phelps, near Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, it happened at 4:30 in the morning, but the effects of this accident lasted for hours because one of the trucks that was in the accident was carrying and spilled shampoo across the thruway.
So just a big slick of shampoo.
You got it. You got it. Now, the good news.
What's the good news?
It sounds like all the drivers are okay.
Mm.
And
it looked like that shampoo exploded out of that truck.
It was an accident.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm saying like I was surprised at the amount of area that shampoo took up.
Well, you know though, like when you're in the shower and like some shampoo gets on the floor of the shower, like it does immediately go to every part of the shower, right? Yeah. You're gonna die that way. So the issue became to be this issue, and it's not detailed in the story. Shampoo is slippery, right? And you got to get rid of the shampoo,
right?
But shampoo is used to clean things.
Yeah.
How do you clean the thing that cleans?
It's very easy.
Hope it rains.
You wash. You rinse. You repeat.
Got a condition, too.
Is that why it took so long they were repeating?
Yeah. That's how you get rid of it.
How did they get the shampoo off the road? Because I would imagine it makes the road really slick.
It's slippery.
And that's what held everything up
in
traffic.
You'd almost think they'd have to suck it up with something.
Wait, but your mom's not around.
She would suck shampoo off the road.
Oh, you can suck anything up, buddy. Anything off of whatever.
They gotta have some.
The old sucker's what they called it. Here comes the old sucker.
Yeah, I get it.
No, that's what you would do. You were saying, I'm sorry?
They'd have to pull it up with some kind of like vacuuming machine, like a big shop vac kind of thing.
No, but even if you do that, I mean, you're not going to get all the shampoo off the road. Mm-hmm. So then you have to get the shampoo that's like flattened across the road off the road somehow. Like, do you bring in like fire hoses and just blast them?
Yeah, but then you're washing it. It can't go into the water.
Okay.
Yeah, is that like a hazard?
Like, if there's like a creek by there, that would be a biohazard.
First of all, in Phelps, they don't have creeks. They have cricks.
Well, you can't get it into the crick of the creek.
Crick of the creek?
Yeah.
Crackety crick, crick, crack.
Unless they can lay something down that'll absorb it.
Oh, like a bunch of kitty litter.
Yeah.
Okay. But then
you got to clean up the kitty litter.
You got it. And then you got to bring the shampoo back out to do it. And you started from point one again.
Yes.
Does anybody know how they cleaned this up yesterday? 252 WCMF? Because this went on for hours. Some people during rush hour were stuck in standstill traffic for an hour to 90 minutes. My
probably
wife
smelled good, though.
But you're also mixing maybe a bunch of different smelling shampoos.
Oh.
Which if you,
that wouldn't smell bad.
Well,
though.
No. If anybody.
Be like walking into like a beauty salon or a barber shop.
Yeah. Have you ever walked into like a Bed Bath & Beyond? That smell of all that stuff hits you right in the face.
Yeah.
It's like a punch.
Yeah, but it's open air. Probably is nice.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if you let the cars go through.
Yeah. Just roll through the shampoo.
Would there have been another accident? Like, how much soap on the road would cause me to, turn sideways or not be able to brake?
Well, it slipped. Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Well, I don't know.
Does it also, get stuck on your tire? Like, is it bad for your car when it kicks up? Like, would it do something to the paint of your car? You know what I mean? How much damage would it do to your car on top of that?
It's just soap. I don't think it would eat the paint.
I don't know.
So Jason writes us on Twitter. He said a road sweeper is what they use to get rid of it.
Oh, street cleaner.
But then why did it take so long to clean it up?
Because they don't have a street cleaner nearby in Phelps.
Well, I mean, let's say it's an hour.
Those are from the city, man.
Let's say it's an hour. They're from the city, man.
Yeah.
Let's say it's an hour away. Yeah. So it would take you 2 hours, takes another hour. It still doesn't make sense.
You got to load that thing up on a trailer.
Oh, my God.
Haul it all the way down there. Get off the trailer.
Yeah.
Get that guy in it.
Uh-huh.
And then he's, that takes a lot of time.
I was just looking up regular shampoo can damage the paintwork.
Okay.
Can also...
What's it doing to my scalp, man? It's eating the finish off my car.
What happened to your head?
It says it can have pH levels that are too high or too low, which can dull
the
paint
pH.
And cause scratches.
Yep.
You got to watch that pH, bro.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this 3-tractor-trailer accident on 90 outside of Phelps yesterday. One of the trucks was carrying shampoo that spilled out all over the road that caused a massive delay. Again, people were stuck during rush hour in standstill traffic for an hour to 90 minutes. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So we've seen a couple of trucks get stuck under that bridge on St. Paul.
Jammed in there.
Yeah, going into the Jenny headquarters. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when that happens, cans of beer spill out all over the road. And we always have a debate about getting out and grabbing as much beer as you can.
Mm.
Free road beer is a fantasy.
Yeah.
Would it be worth getting out of your car for free bottles of shampoo?
Some of that shampoo can get expensive.
Hmm.
Would you get out of your car to grab free shampoo?
No.
Why?
I mean, how long does a bottle of shampoo last?
Well, yeah, but it's less money you'd have
right,
to spend
like, let's
shampoo.
Say it's like a $30 bottle of shampoo.
Wait,
there's $30 bottles of shampoo?
Oh, yeah. It can go up to like $50 a bottle for shampoo.
Wait, you serious?
I'm not kidding. Especially if like you have like certain color, like treated, you have to treat a certain color hair.
What kind of scam?
I'm not kidding. It can get really expensive.
What kind of scam are you falling for where you're spending $50 a bottle on shampoo?
It's
high end stuff.
I'll show you a place where you can get it for $3. It's called Wegmans.
Yeah, but then the color fades.
What do you spend on your shampoo?
Mine's like $15 a bottle.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's still way more than you should be spending on shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
What do you spend on shampoo?
So I just bought another one on Amazon.
Did you say that makes sense? How much do you spend?
$23.
You spend $23? You have four strands of hair.
I use that stuff called Bedhead.
Yeah, see, like if his is $23 and he thinks he's just getting the middle of the road stuff.
Well, no, but he's a sissy ass bitch because you could hear it in his voice when he's like, $50? What?
I've always bought good shampoo my whole life.
Yeah,
why?
So if you
why
did,
not? It's not that it's not going to break yet, and they last forever.
So let's say he shampoos and conditions, and it's $23 to $25. That's a $50 score right there if you find both on the road.
Yeah.
What kind of? How much is your conditioner?
Same.
You spend $50.
Sometimes the conditioner is more.
I don't go through a lot of conditioner.
Okay. I also have another tip-a-roo for you.
What's that?
I can also tell you where to get conditioner for also $3 called Wegmans.
Wegmans has all the high-end stuff, too.
Yeah, they do.
Also, they sell this new thing
What's it called
a shampoo that has both of them together. It's called shampoo and conditioner, Head and Shoulders.
That's junk. And I said if you got scabby
no,
head.
No.
What do you use?
I use Head and Shoulders, and I have a perfectly nice head.
So you have, because you have dandruff.
I use Head and Shoulders
Foam Thick. It's a dandruff shampoo.
No, there is a dandruff shampoo in the Head and Shoulders line, but it is not all dandruff shampoo.
What do you use on your beard?
Same thing. I
oh, you do?
That,
yeah. What else? That's all you put on your beard?
Yes, that's it. I don't balm anymore, buddy. Nice try.
Why?
Because it has gotten to the point where it's thick enough where I no longer need to balm. The balm is really a setup to put your full beard
help
on display.
Help it grow.
Exactly. Well, not help it grow, but yes, it's full, it's all thick, right. It's good to go. Enjoy it. Soak it in. If you'd like to touch it, it costs you a dollar.
I'm going
to
pass. It's full of yogurt. It's got crusty-ass yogurt in it.
I do.
Helps condition it.
No, but like in all seriousness,
yeah.
There's no reason why, I can't speak for women. Mm-hmm. I don't know the struggles you guys go through.
Yeah.
There's no reason why any man should spend more than like $5 on a bottle of shampoo because no one can tell the difference.
I like the smell. And it does a nice job on my hair.
No one.
And it's good for my scalp.
No one can tell the difference between
I can tell.
$50 head and my $6 head. Nobody could tell the difference.
Yeah, you can.
No, you really think that people like walk up to you and they're like, wow.
First of all, my hair smells really nice all the time.
Everybody's hair smells nice when
you use shampoo. No, your hair smells nasty. Do you wash your hair every day?
Yes, of course. Sometimes twice a day.
Okay. I mean, you shampoo it twice a day.
Yes.
But you only shower once.
Wait, no, shampoo twice a day?
It depends on if I'm working out. If I'm all sweaty, I got to take shampoo again, right? I can't have sweaty head.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, why not treat yourself to a simple luxury like decent shampoo and like cleanliness?
You sound like an 1800s millionaire. Why not treat yourself to the simple luxury of shampoos and soaps and teas and
biscuits? Why do you have my zip-up boots on again?
Of all the things you could spend money on, like
self-grooming, I'm big on.
Yeah, he is.
I do, man. But I try to keep myself groomed.
But it doesn't matter.
Yes, like, it does. You want to just let yourself go and you look like a grub?
You bought into big shampoo, bro.
I bought into all of it.
No, he dyes his hair, so he's doing the right thing.
I dye my hair.
It'll fade faster if you use cheap shampoo.
Right, and I make sure I don't have ear hair, nose hair. I shave. I try to like get my sideburns even. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look like I'm falling apart. Even though I'm falling apart, I don't need to show it.
All that other stuff, I understand. I get that.
You want to look presentable.
No.
You want to have a fresh head.
I'll tell you what happened. What happened here as we talk about
this. I've been like this my whole adult life.
No, I know. I've known you a long time. You've been weird the whole time. Talking about this tractor-trailer accident. Mm. Three trucks collide just outside of Phelps on the 90. One of them carrying shampoo spill it all over the road. We were talking about, would you get out and grab some of that shampoo? Tommy says, no, it's not my brand. It's pretty low-end. It's low-end shampoo. I spend $50 combined on my shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why he spends so much money on shampoo, Kimmy.
Why is that?
He's cracked the code.
I have. No, here's what it is.
Crack the code. What is it?
We're not on his show, so you got to be honest.
Yeah.
He was sitting one day in the chair at Trends with a Z, where he gets his hair cut.
Yeah.
And the person cutting his hair said, you know what you should use? And we have it right over here, is this shampoo. Did that happen?
It's always happened. I've never bought off-the-shelf shampoo. I've always bought it from the salon where I get my hair done.
So
I went from Paul Mitchell back in the day, and then I switched over to Bedhead.
You, like a sucker, got upsold on shampoo.
Yes. And my life has changed for the better.
I always
he has no regrets.
See, I shampoo above the noise. I don't listen to like people like yourself.
Mm-hmm. You listen to other people.
Yes.
Who sell you things.
Professionals. Okay, they're trained. They're certified to give you direction in your hair grooming.
You know, like they're like you go to Supercuts or something like that, like they'll be like, oh, by the way, for your hair, and they'll like point to like the stuff on the wall, like you should use this. And I always wondered like what guy's like, oh, I need that. Like unless you're like you think you're gonna get like a date with the woman cutting your hair, like every guy I assume was like, yeah, okay. And then here comes this idiot. Wow, this shampoo's gonna change my life.
And it did, man.
Jimmy, I got $1 million hair. Check me out. I'm gonna run for president with my $23 shampoo.
Do you know what I've never had my entire life?
What?
Dandruff.
Dandruff.
Okay, neither have I.
You've had dandruff.
I've never had
dandruff. Can't tell me you scuzzy headed West Side mofo with an open roof didn't get scaly head.
Never had dandruff.
You were sleeping over the garage.
I was sleeping over the garage. Never had dandruff.
All right.
So what's that say about
you? Do you know for sure?
I would know if I had stuff falling off of my head.
Right.
People might not tell you.
I would know. You would know if you had like white stuff on
your... I think people... It is a hard thing to... unless you're wearing like a dark color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always wear black. I'm the Johnny Cash of the break room. Johnny Cash also used shampoo and conditioner combined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They say if you can't run with the big dogs,
what do you do?
Stay on the porch.
All right.
Here's a problem. Right now in the AFC, we're not entirely sure who the big dogs are. That could change Sunday night.
All right.
Because we could be looking at a changing of the guard, and whomever comes out on top in Baltimore is going to make this entire picture of a whole conference very clear. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills Ravens, 8:20, Sunday night, live here on CMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch out.
You can go hang out with one super cool chick, bro.
Who's going to be there?
Kimmy.
Me.
Who's she bringing?
Me.
Kimmy will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, starting at 7:30.
Yep.
So go watch the game, eat, drink, have fun. Best place to watch a game in Rochester. And hang out with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, the last 4 years, there have been four powerhouse teams in the AFC. Chiefs.
Number one.
Bills. Bengals. Ravens.
Yeah.
But this year, things are shaking out a little bit different. The Bengals last year missed the playoffs, and they're currently 0-3. And the Bengals might be bad. The Ravens lost their first two games, one of them to a bad Raiders team, and they were a play or two in Dallas last week from also being 0-3.
Yeah, they almost blew that lead.
The Bills, on the other hand, were supposed to take a step back this season, but they've been playing like the most dominant team in football. People now are making the argument, though, they've only beaten bad teams, and that the Bills may not be as good as we think the Bills are. And then there's the Chiefs, who are also undefeated, but they've struggled in all three of the games they've played.
They don't score like they used to.
Exactly. Patrick Mahomes does not look like Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce is not playing like Travis Kelce. Now, nothing that doesn't say they don't turn it on, right? But with the sample size this small, it's hard to know if what we think is the right idea.
All right.
However, Tommy,
what we got?
This game between the Bills and Ravens Sunday night will make that picture much clearer. The Ravens win this game, they're back on track, and things may start to shake out the way everyone thought they would. If the Bills win this game, the Ravens are at 1-3, they're in serious trouble, and it would be hard to argue the Bills are not a legitimate team. You then start to figure out that if the Bills beat the Ravens, well, they're not that good, and the Chiefs beating them on opening night isn't all that impressive.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We, on this one game, start to know who's good everywhere. And for that reason, I am super excited about Sunday night. I mean, do you look at this, Kimmy? If the Bills win this game in Baltimore in convincing fashion, is that a justification for how good this team is?
I think, I think that this is definitely their toughest test by far. So we're really going to get a good look. And to your point, like what we talked about earlier this week, if they can do it with some of their key guys out on defense, that says a lot there.
We know linebacker Terrell Bernard, team captain, he will not be playing in this game. Best nickel corner in the league, Teron Johnson, will not be playing in this game. Matt Milano, we already know, is not going to be playing in this game. So you're right. You're going to have to take on two-time MVP Lamar Jackson and world's scariest running back in Derrick Henry without your arguably three best defensive players.
But McDermott's kind of figured out Henry, I thought, when he played at Tennessee.
So the last time they played Derrick Henry, yes, you shut him down, but that's a different system. It's a different offensive line. Who knows? He had 151 yards and two touchdowns last
week. He was incredible in that game.
You've got a lot of guys to worry about to contain, I guess.
Can I just do a quick sidebar? Because like Tommy all week has been talking about how impressive Derrick Henry is. Yeah. And you're right.
Well, he's been talking about Derrick Henry for years, ever since he saw him in the weight room on TV.
It looks super. He looks like a Superman.
He does.
Like a superhero.
Yeah. Like for those who've never seen pictures of Derrick Henry, I encourage you to Google his workouts.
His diet is insane.
What's his diet?
So Tom Brady was breaking down his diet before. He doesn't really eat a meal till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait, he fasts until four?
No, he has an egg and an egg or a banana and one avocado until 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Then he eats. And when he eats, it's exactly what you would think a nut would eat. Like, he doesn't eat any dairy.
Okay.
No artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
Like, it's all, like, the lamest, boringest food he puts in his body.
It's working for him.
And he works out like a fiend.
Dude looks like he's carved out of granite.
Yeah.
But every time Derrick Henry comes up, you always have to go out of your way to comment on his body.
Yeah. That's a very impressive physique. As somebody who works out, I would think you would be impressed by the man's build.
No, I mean, it is impressive. It is. It's just weird how every time his name comes up, you have to talk about how that time you saw him shirtless with chains around his neck, squatting like 900 pounds, would really impress you. Whoa, man, check it out. Look at those pecs. Look at those quads flaring.
His pecs have pecs.
You know, what sucks the most about starting an NFL season is it can take months to determine who is a legitimate contender.
But it's such a short season.
It's weird, though, right?
You only got 18 games to figure it out.
Well, like, for example, at the end of last season, when the Bills were trying to right the ship at 6-6, they played an Eagles team that was dominant. Mm-hmm. They had beaten everybody. And the Bills went to overtime with the Eagles, and they lost a heartbreaking game. But the fact that they hung with the Eagles, people thought, like, okay, the Bills are back. And then, after 12 games of the Eagles looking like the best team in the NFL by far, they fell apart.
Yeah.
So, did something change? Were they not good in the first place? Did they just catch a couple of breaks along the way where they look like they're good, but it turns out they weren't good?
Or do people figure them out? Like you always say, like, after a while, some coaches figure their systems out, and now they can compete, I guess.
It's a great question. And, I mean, I think you can look at the first couple games of this season and ask the same question. For example, the first 5 weeks of this Bills schedule this season was supposed to be brutal. The Dolphins were going to contend for a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. The Jags were going to come back from last year's trouble and win their division. That ain't happening anymore. The Ravens can be unstoppable. This game on Sunday night, although still scary, not as scary as it was before opening day. And then the Texans next week, they were going to be the team that replaced the Bills.
And they ain't looking that great.
They got blown out last Sunday. So the question becomes,
what's the question?
Are the Bills making good teams like Miami and Jacksonville look bad? And I know that Miami's bad now because Tua is out, but he was in for that game.
Yeah.
Or are we just beating teams that aren't good? And if we are, as the Bills fans, beating teams that aren't good, how will we know when we play someone good? What team is down the schedule that you can see, point to, and go, we'll beat that team, and that's when we'll know if the Bills are good or bad.
Do they play Kansas City this year?
Yes, in Buffalo, November 17th.
26th. So that would be the other big test, probably, in the AFC.
But you just said it yourself. Mahomes doesn't look like Mahomes.
No. And you could say Baltimore is kind of just two-dimensional on offense, right?
Yeah.
With Josh Allen, you don't know what is going to happen. Because he's got so many options.
It is the Josh Allen experience.
Right. Yeah. But you don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. You're right.
I think there's something else that we should be looking for, too, because in past games, even games like the Bills have won, the Bills, specifically Josh Allen, I guess, like there have been times where he's just made some mistakes that have put his team in a really tough position.
He's made some dumb moves.
The Josh Allen experience. Mm.
If what we're seeing so far, if that continues where he is consistent and he's not, I guess, making those decisions.
When he's being bad, Josh.
Yeah, I think that we
bad Josh. No.
We'll have like a better idea of what to expect from this team too.
Okay.
Because
he looks seasoned right now. That dude looks like he can't lose.
No, that dude is fried chicken. Like he is seasoned.
Yes. Mm. You can't think any team wants to see Josh Allen coming to town.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right. You don't want to play him right now.
I would think so. But then again, I mean, you know, all it takes is 1 week to change everybody's mind.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
But you've got to make that change. Is it changing you?
Can he stay consistent?
Are you
Tupac? did he say that?
He did. It doesn't matter.
Win or lose, I think if we see consistent Josh, it's a good sign.
We're going all the way.
252 W. We? Is there a cricket in your pocket? Who's we?
We. We, the team.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Bills-Ravens game Sunday night and how, at this moment, it's impossible to know who's good. But this Bills-Ravens game, depending on how it shakes out, could give us like the key to know who everyone in the AFC stacks up against. Who's good, who's bad. Kimmy, do you think this Bills team is legit right now?
I think so. I hope so.
No, but that's not an answer.
No, I
yes or no, are the Bills
so
good?
So far, yes.
And Sean McDermott has beaten every team he knows.
Yeah, he's...
Like, he has controlled these teams that he knows.
He's 2-0 the last two games against the Ravens.
And he knows Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows Kansas City inside and out.
So you think the Bills are good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I also... You know what makes me nervous? And again, I just think this is the jaded Bills fan in me and in all of us. Whenever the national media starts jumping on the Bills bandwagon, like, this is a great team, Josh Allen, number one quarterback, that's when I get nervous.
Okay, but also, like,
but that's going to happen every time you start heating up
again. Because it didn't happen as much last year just because even though they were winning, sometimes Josh would turn the ball over, and they were close, like, nail-biting games. So you didn't see it as much as I've seen it so far this year.
But it's funny, right? Like you, that team last year, it's not the best Bills team we've ever seen. They had the 2 seed right. in AFC, right. and they lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions on a missed field goal in the playoffs. Yeah. Look, personally, I think this Bills team is good. You never bet against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to point out, just for sanity's context sake, we have, as Bills fans, been fooled before.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, you remember during the drought years, there were times where the Bills started 4-0, 5-1.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we got something here.
Yeah. Trent Edwards was the heir apparent to Jim Kelly. Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to lead us to a Super Bowl. I mean, don't forget.
They paid that guy.
Well, but they opened the season. They paid him after. They opened the season on a 4-game winning streak. They beat New England for the first time in years. Drayton Florence made the cover of Sports Illustrated after he picked 6 Brady.
Yeah.
And they missed the playoffs that year. They missed the playoffs. Now, I'm not even close to suggesting this Bills team makes the playoffs, but it's important to remember you're never as good as you think you are.
Okay.
And you're never as bad as you think you are.
Okay.
Because 10 weeks into last year, the Bills were 5-5. They finished the regular season with a 2 seed. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions.
They turned it around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes this suck even more?
I'm waiting for the roller coaster.
May not happen.
I don't know.
You may be looking at America's quarterback.
Because I think you could still be a good team.
All-American from Wyoming.
Can we not do this? He's from California.
And Northern California.
Because I think even...
From the mountains.
Shut up.
Mountain boy.
Down in the west, Wyoming town.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
Because even when they've had good teams in the past, like they still took us on a wild ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that.
All right. I mean, that's fair. And again, like these teams know each other really well. So it's possible, even if the Bills are better than this Ravens team, it's going to be a close game. Right.
But the Ravens might not know this team because of all the plug-in dudes you've got in there.
Plug-in dudes.
They're kind of like plug-in patchwork. You're playing with patches. Patches? I'm dependent on you, son.
They say if you can't run with the big dogs,
what do you do?
Stay on the porch.
All right.
Here's the problem. Right now in the AFC, we're not entirely sure who the big dogs are. That could change Sunday night.
All right.
Because we could be looking at a changing of the guard, and whomever comes out on top in Baltimore is going to make this entire picture of the whole conference very clear.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills Ravens, 8:20, Sunday night, live here on CMF. If you want to watch the game, you can go hang out with one super cool chick, bro.
Who's going to be there?
Kimmy.
Me.
Who's she bringing?
Me.
Kimmy will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, starting at 7:30.
Yep.
So go watch the game, eat, drink, have fun. Best place to watch a game in Rochester. And hang out with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, the last 4 years, there have been 4 powerhouse teams in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Number one.
Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals. Ravens.
Yeah.
But this year, things are shaking out a little bit different. The Bengals last year missed the playoffs, and they're currently 0-3. And the Bengals might be bad. The Ravens lost their first 2 games, one of them to a bad Raiders team, and they were a play or two in Dallas last week from also being 0-3.
Yeah, they almost blew that lead.
The Bills, on the other hand, were supposed to take a step back this season, but they've been playing like the most dominant team in football. People now are making the argument, though, they've only beaten bad teams, and that the Bills may not be as good as we think the Bills are. And then there's the Chiefs, who are also undefeated, but they've struggled in all 3 of the games they've played.
They don't score like they used to.
Exactly. Patrick Mahomes does not look like Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce is not playing like Travis Kelce. Now, nothing that doesn't say they don't turn it on, right? But with the sample size this small, it's hard to know if what we think is the right idea.
All right.
However, Tommy,
what we got?
This game between the Bills and Ravens Sunday night will make that picture much clearer. The Ravens win this game. They're back on track, and things may start to shake out the way everyone thought they would. If the Bills win this game, the Ravens are at 1-3. They're in serious trouble, and it would be hard to argue the Bills are not a legitimate team. You then start to figure out that if the Bills beat the Ravens, well, they're not that good, and the Chiefs beating them on opening night isn't all that impressive.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? We, on this one game, start to know who's good everywhere. And for that reason,
all right,
I am super excited about Sunday night. I mean, do you look at this, Kimmy? If the Bills win this game in Baltimore in convincing fashion, is that a justification for how good this team is?
I think, I think that this is definitely their toughest test by far. So we're really going to get a good look. And to your point, like what we talked about earlier this week, if they can do it with some of their key guys out on defense, that says a lot there.
We know linebacker Terrell Bernard, team captain, he will not be playing in this game. Best nickel corner in the league, Teron Johnson, will not be playing in this game. Matt Milano, we already know, is not going to be playing in this game. So you're right. You're going to have to take on two-time MVP Lamar Jackson and world's scariest running back in Derrick Henry without your arguably three best defensive players.
But McDermott's kind of figured out Henry, I thought, when he played at Tennessee.
So the last time they played Derrick Henry, yes, you shut him down, but that's a different system. It's a different offensive line. Who knows? He had 155, 151 yards and two touchdowns last
year. He was incredible in that game.
You've got a lot of guys to worry about to contain, I guess.
Can I just do a quick sidebar? Because like Tommy all week has been talking about how impressive Derrick Henry is. Yeah. And you're right.
Well, he's been talking about Derrick Henry for years, ever since he saw him in the weight room on TV.
It looks super. He looks like a Superman.
He does.
Like a superhero.
Yeah. Like for those who've never seen pictures of Derrick Henry, I encourage you to Google his workouts.
His diet is insane.
What's his diet?
So Tom Brady was breaking down his diet before. He doesn't really eat a meal till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait, he fasts until four?
No, he has an egg and an egg or a banana and one avocado until 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Then he eats. And when he eats, it's exactly what you would think a nut would eat. Like, he doesn't eat any dairy.
Okay.
No artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
Like, it's all, like, the lamest, boringest food he puts in his body.
It's working for him.
And he works out like a fiend.
Dude looks like he's carved out of granite.
Yeah.
But every time Derrick Henry comes up, you always have to go out of your way to comment on his body.
Yeah. That's a very impressive physique. As somebody who works out, I would think you would be impressed by the man's build.
No, I mean, it is impressive. It is. It's just weird how every time his name comes up, you have to talk about how that time you saw him shirtless with chains around his neck, squatting like 900 pounds, would really impress you. Whoa, man, check it out. Look at those pecs. Look at those quads flaring.
His pecs have pecs.
You know, what sucks the most about starting an NFL season is it can take months to determine who is a legitimate contender.
But it's such a short season.
It's weird, though, right?
You only got 18 games to figure it out.
Well, like, for example, at the end of last season, when the Bills were trying to right the ship at 6-6, they played an Eagles team that was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
They had beaten everybody. And the Bills went to overtime with the Eagles, and they lost a heartbreaking game. But the fact that they hung with the Eagles, people thought, like, okay, the Bills are back. And then, after 12 games of the Eagles looking like the best team in the NFL by far, they fell apart.
Yeah.
So, did something change? Were they not good in the first place? Did they just catch a couple of breaks along the way where they look like they're good, but it turns out they weren't good?
Or do people figure them out? Like you always say, like after a while, some coaches figure their systems out, and now they can compete, I guess.
It's a great question. And, I mean, I think you can look at the first couple games of this season and ask the same question. For example, the first 5 weeks of this Bills schedule this season was supposed to be brutal. The Dolphins were going to contend for a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. The Jags were going to come back from last year's trouble and win their division. That ain't happening anymore. The Ravens can be unstoppable. This game on Sunday night, although still scary, not as scary as it was before opening day. And then the Texans next week, they were going to be the team that replaced the Bills.
And they ain't looking that great.
They got blown out last Sunday. So the question becomes,
what's the question?
Are the Bills making good teams like Miami and Jacksonville look bad? And I know that Miami's bad now because Tua is out, but he was in for that game.
Yeah.
Or are we just beating teams that aren't good? And if we are, as the Bills fans, beating teams that aren't good, how will we know when we play someone good? What team is down the schedule that you can see, point to, and go, we'll beat that team, and that's when we'll know if the Bills are good or bad.
Do they play Kansas City this year?
Yes, in Buffalo, November 17th.
26th. So that would be the other big test, probably, in the AFC.
But you just said it yourself. Mahomes doesn't look like Mahomes.
No. And you could say Baltimore is kind of just two-dimensional on offense, right?
Yeah.
With Josh Allen, you don't know what is going to happen. Because he's got so many options.
It is the Josh Allen experience.
Right. Yeah. But you don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. You're right.
I think there's something else that we should be looking for, too, because in past games, even games like the Bills have won, the Bills, specifically Josh Allen, I guess, like there have been times where he's just made some mistakes that have put his team in a really tough position.
He made some dumb moves.
The Josh Allen experience. Hmm.
If what we're seeing so far, if that continues where he is consistent and he's not, I guess, making those decisions.
When he's being bad, Josh.
Yeah, I think that we
bad Josh, no.
We'll have like a better idea of what to expect from this team too.
Okay,
because
he looks seasoned right now. That dude looks like he can't lose.
No, that dude is fried chicken. Like he is seasoned.
Yes, and you can't think any team wants to see Josh Allen coming to town.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right, you don't want to play him right now.
I would think so, but then again, I mean, you know, all it takes is 1 week to change everybody's mind.
Right,
man.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
But you got to make that change. Is it changing you?
Can he stay consistent?
Did he say that?
He did. He covered. Doesn't matter.
Win or lose, I think if we see consistent Josh, it's a good sign.
We're going all the way.
252 We? Is there a cricket in your pocket? Who's we?
We. We, the team.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Bills-Ravens game Sunday night and how, at this moment, it's impossible to know who's good. But this Bills-Ravens game, depending on how it shakes out, could give us like the key to know who everyone in the AFC stacks up against. Who's good, who's bad. Kimmy, do you think this Bills team is legit right now?
I think so. I hope so.
No, but that's not an answer.
No, I
yes or no, are the Bills
so
good?
So far, yes.
And Sean McDermott has beaten every team he knows.
Yeah, he's...
Like, he has controlled these teams that he knows.
He's 2-0 the last two games against the Ravens.
And he knows Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows Kansas City inside and out.
So you think the Bills are good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I also, you know what makes me nervous? And again, I just think this is the jaded Bills fan in me and in all of us. Whenever the national media starts jumping on the Bills bandwagon, like, this is a great team, Josh Allen, number one quarterback, that's when I get nervous.
Okay, but also, like,
but that's going to happen every time you start heating up
again. Because it didn't happen as much last year just because even though they were winning, sometimes Josh would turn the ball over, and they were close, like nail-biting games. So you didn't see it as much as I've seen it so far this year.
But it's funny, right? Like that team last year, it's not the best Bills team we've ever seen. They had the 2 seed in the AFC, and they lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions on a missed field goal in the playoffs. Yeah. Look, personally, I think this Bills team is good. You never bet against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to point out, just for sanity's context sake, we have, as Bills fans, been fooled before.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, you remember during the drought years, there were times where the Bills started 4-0, 5-1.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we got something here.
Yeah. Trent Edwards was the heir apparent to Jim Kelly. Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to lead us to a Super Bowl. I mean, don't forget.
They
Bills
paid that guy.
Well, but they opened the season. They paid him after. They opened the season on a 4-game winning streak. They beat New England for the first time in years. Drayton Florence made the cover of Sports Illustrated after he picked 6 Brady.
Yeah,
and they missed the playoffs that year. They missed the playoffs. Now, I'm not even close to suggesting this Bills team makes the playoffs, but it's important to remember you're never as good as you think you are.
Okay.
And you're never as bad as you think you are.
Okay.
Because 10 weeks into last year, the Bills were 5-5. They finished the regular season with a 2 seed. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions.
They turned it around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes this suck even more?
I'm waiting for the roller coaster.
May not happen.
I don't know.
You may be looking at America's quarterback.
Because I think you could still be a good team.
All-American from Wyoming.
Can we not do this? He's from California.
In Northern California.
Because I think even...
From the mountains.
Shut up.
Mountain boy.
Down in the west, Wyoming town.
Yeah, don't work.
Okay.
Because even when they've had good teams in the past, like they've still... They still took us on a wild ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that.
All right. I mean, that's fair. And again, like, these teams know each other really well. So it's possible, even if the Bills are better than this Ravens team, it's going to be a close game. Right.
But the Ravens might not know this team because of all the plug-in dudes you've got in there.
Plug-in dudes.
They're kind of like plug-in patchwork. You're playing with patches. Patches? I'm dependent on you, son.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.